You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we get set for game number 5 in the Western Conference playoffs tonight. Western Conference Finals tonight between the Mavericks and the Warriors. We're going to talk to Jimmy Patsos in about 20 minutes on all things NBA playoffs and the NBA Draft Combine, which Jimmy was at in Chicago last week. So we'll get to all that coming up, but we do have a big game tonight. So let's dive into this one. And if we're going to get a Warriors bounce back after they lost game number 4 in Dallas, so it's not a sweep. Warriors tonight, Aaron, are a 7-point favorite at home. And the total on the game is 215.5. So what's interesting is that Mavericks got one. And now the question becomes, was that just a weird night for Golden State? Or is that something going to flip in this series? I tend to believe it was a weird night for Golden State. I mean, they had that against the Memphis last year. Remember that game they lost by like 100 points?
So yeah, and they just seemed like they mailed it in that night, and it seemed like they mailed it in the other night. So I also wouldn't be shocked if the Mavericks aren't quite done yet. But I love the Warriors at home. I'm probably just going to look at props for this game.
7 is the number. I mean, it's a big number, but as we've talked about and we opened the show with the big numbers, if you think Golden State's going to finish it tonight, I wouldn't be afraid of the number. I mean, they've won these games by double digits. They won a lot of games by double digits. The number wouldn't scare me tonight. I'm looking at – so we are. What do we have with props? And I think we have Joe back with us here in a second. Luka's at 34.5. Man, Luka's gotten to that range where it's like the Giannis range, where even in the playoffs, his numbers in the mid-30s, like it's nothing. It's incredible how high they set these Luka props, and I understand why.
Yeah, because he has to do it. He has no one else, and it's got to be him putting up a lot of points to give the Mavericks any kind of a chance.
As far as the spread, I understand not being worried about the side, the number of 7, which I believe is as high as that we've seen it in this series, and it makes perfect sense heading back home. Is this one of those plays going back home? They want to end it. Maybe you could make the case that mentally they weren't there at the start of the game. If you were paying attention to their comments and they're human with what the country was dealing with, what people are dealing with for the rest of their lives now moving forward in Texas, that they will be ready for this and they're going to want to end this and get that extended rest. Is this a first quarter, first half play?
Could be. So first quarter, I'm seeing Golden State -2.5 as the first quarter number tonight.
Oh, I love that.
There's a 2. I see a 2.
Half, I'm seeing 4.5.
Okay. I also see 4. So
2 and 4 are the best numbers. Yeah.
4.5 on a 7-point spread. Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that certainly takes that little edge away if you do believe in it. First quarter, I don't mind that one at 2. I don't mind doing a play on that.
It
makes a lot of sense to me. On the Luka props, it's like, can you go too high if you're the books? I'm not sure that you can. 5 straight games in an elimination spot, he scored at least 30 points. And I have no reason to believe that it's going to stop tonight, right? And it's set at 34.5. He was an assist shy of a triple-double last game, so it's 9.5 on the boards. and 7.5 on the rebounds. Extremely juiced on the over. I wouldn't want any part of that one.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You look at his game logs, and remember, he missed the first, what was it, three games of the postseason because of the calf mm-hmm. injury? I mean, you wouldn't even know it. I mean, I know, you know, he hasn't been perfect, but you wouldn't even know by his scoring. You wouldn't know it. He's averaged basically 32 points a game in this postseason. So, I mean, he's a machine. I mean, he's going to put up his 30 points almost. You just close your eyes, you know it's there.
Man, they know the bets on Bullock over on made threes is going to come in. Especially
they've been tracking Aaron's bets. They know.
-155 last
no,
time
thanks.
I checked. Yeah.
Nope. Pass. Are you
what about
me?
Our guy Finney Smith? What's he gonna do?
We've seen him go 0-7. I'm gonna lay -154. I'm just gonna ignore that question. That, do you see how juicy the under is on Finney Smith?
No.
It's juiced.
I'm only seeing -110. What
-150 on under 2.5?
That's what I see.
Wow. That's a pass for me.
Four of
but
seven.
Finney Smith has become our guy. I like the postseason has made Finney Smith our guy.
I just like
show.
Saying
I
Finney Smith, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
that's
a great name.
Yeah, it's all right. He sucks.
Inconsistent would be the word for me.
Well, when he loses you money, he sucks.
Yes.
Let's see.
And then if he has a big game the next time and you didn't bet it, he also sucks.
Yeah, and okay, so the stuff, wouldn't you, would you rather, if you're betting a points prop with the superstars in this game, would you rather go over Luka 34.5 or over Steph 27.5?
Steph
at home too, in a closeout game.
Don't you feel like if they're going to win
close
the
out game
quarter,
the other day too?
It was. Don't you feel like if they're going
to
win the first?
And he
quarter,
decided
he gets,
to take the night off. Apparently,
he gets off to a good start at home. It feels like they're going to need him too if they're going to get up early.
I think so. What's the made threes for Steph?
I think it's 3.5.
Two.
I actually like that for Steph.
Yeah. You like laying -146 though?
No. Well, you know me. I do love me some juice sometimes, but.
You're just begging me.
Just call me Troel. Troel Hawksworth.
Change your Twitter handle to Troel Hawksworth. So I was looking at some Wiggins props. He went under his point total last time. It's 16.5. I was thinking about points and rebounds, though. He's got a bunch of rebounds in this series. So Wiggins had 5 rebounds last game, 11 the game before, 5, 5, and he finished the last series with 11. So he's had at least 5 in every game, and he threw an 11 in there. He's at 23.5 points and rebounds.
My problem with the Wiggins props, it seems like even though he's having an impressive series, he's always right around the number.
Right around.
I want guys that have that higher ceiling where you're going to see him pop, and it's not going to be, you know, going to come down to the final minute. Are they going to be on the court? Is it going to be another blowout? And that,
right.
That's another reason. That is a reason for bettors that the series has stunk. Like you made the case that, well, because of betting, it's actually helping the NBA a little bit because most people are turning the game off, and that's a fair point. But as far as handicapping going in, how do you handicap props if you play overs and every game's a blowout? So there's no reason for these good players to play in the fourth quarter to get over on those props.
It's fair. I mean, and you're right about the overs and how they're close, especially Wiggins' points. So he's averaged in this series, just to put this prop in a perspective, he's averaged in the 4 games 25, little over, shade over 25 points plus rebounds per game. That's his average. It's 23.5 on the number tonight. So a little bit above. I like that one, though it's not like you're not getting, it's not an easy over, but I just like that he's at, it's his baseline is 5 rebounds. Then he had the 111 game. So like if he hits 5 rebounds and you like the points over anyway, I mean, he's probably there.
I've got one that I've noticed and it's kind of flying under the radar and it's a Steph prop.
What do we got?
What do we think about Steph straight up rebounds? It's set at 5.5. It's not juiced too much like a lot of these other ones. And there have a few times in this series. Let's see. Where is he at? Rebounds.
He averages 5.2.
Okay, I was looking at the home games. It was 8-12 he had in the two home games. Okay, last couple on the road, it's been 5-5. Okay, so the first two games at home, he had more rebounds than assists. In the last two games, it's been more assists than rebounds. So I understand why it's 5.5. But, yeah, he had a stretch there, 8-12-7. That's why I was looking at that one.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I kind of like that. I think it's all the three-point shooting. Does it, all the long rebounds that are coming out. That, I mean, that's why his number feels so high.
And don't you feel Dallas, they were red hot, nearly 50% from beyond the arc in the last game, so that's going to revert back the other way now?
Is there any – there's nowhere you could bet on threes shot, right, in the game? Attempted?
Oh, over on Dallas every day.
Right, that's what I would just – just put it in right now. Whatever it is, 50, give me the over.
I've not seen that prop. You know what's been a really popular one that some people are betting, and I don't think every sportsbook offers it, is the largest lead in the game, and it's usually 17.5 points. It hits every night.
That's a fun one. It's almost like, what do we do during the NCAA tournament? The race to 15 or something, first to 15? It's almost like it's a different way to play the game with the way the scoring goes. Let me throw this out there. So obviously there's different ways to play it. We talked about 7 on the number. And I feel like we probably should have brought this up weeks ago or a week ago. Should we start looking in these games at the win margin or alternate lines to get better value? Like, so Golden State tonight, 11 to win by 11 plus is plus 150. And maybe not tonight is the right night, but just like if we keep having these blowouts, I wonder if sprinkling something on there, like, all right, you say you like the Warriors minus 7. If you sprinkle something on Warriors to win by 11 or more, or whatever, however you want to find the prop and do it, we keep getting blowouts. Like, there's a way to take advantage of it rather than just laying the 7. Could be it.
Yeah. That's what we have to look at, is how do we take advantage of all these blowouts? Do we think it's suddenly going to change tonight and we're going to have a close game?
Probably.
Anybody? So which direction are we looking?
So it depends on how high you want to go. So they have a Warriors to win by 11 plus is plus 150. And you could do it alternate spreads. I mean, you keep going up. It just gets tricky. Like, how many points are you really going to lay in a basketball game?
Yeah.
But it goes high. I mean, you go to 11.5, it's plus 172. You know, you kind of get into that range of – you could find 2-1 in that range as well. So that's another way to look at it. Do any of us think Dallas is going to cover or win? I don't.
Cover or win. I can't make the case that they're going to cover and not win. Just if you think Dallas is going
to
make it a game, just take them on the money line.
Sure.
But I'm not. I'm not doing that.
I really like this alternate spread idea. I wish I had been doing this all along.
So how high would you go?
Well, I mean, if you think the Warriors are going to win by like 10 points, it's plus money. You know? It's like potentially one shot more than 7 and you're getting plus money. I mean, minus 9.5 plus 126. Warriors minus 10.5 plus 142. Warriors minus 11.5 plus 172. It just keeps going up and up. But
the other thing about the way it could play out, I'm just thinking, like, say the Warriors are up 10 or 11 with 40 seconds to go. Are we playing basketball still or are we just dribbling? Like, what are we doing? Eat the last two possessions. Obviously, the Warriors won't shoot the ball. But like, you know what I mean? Like, are the Mavericks trying to play there? Or is it like, let's shake hands and let the clock run out? The series is over now.
Well, yeah, because even the last game, the starters were sitting, and then the bench got the game really close, and they had to put Steph and Luka back in.
How inflated is this number because of all the blowouts that we're seeing? Let's see. So game two, when they won by 9, it was a 6-point spread.
Right.
So they're just bumping it up a point? Is that the thinking?
Feels that way.
Okay. Which
is that?
It was 5.5 game one. No big injuries in this series. Like the other one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not much has changed.
And what you would think at some point it's too much, but 1.5.
Well, let's also go back to the conversation we had earlier. Maybe it's a live early. How is Dallas shooting the basketball? I mean, they're shooting half their shots in the series over behind the 3-point arc. If they're hot early, they can either win or keep this close. If it's cold early, it's going to get out of hand. That's been the series, hasn't it? If they're hot early, like game four, they could win. If they're not, it's like, it's bad.
Yeah. I'm going to play the Warriors early in this game.
I like that.
I like that one too. The -2, was it? First quarter?
Yeah, yes. And I'm considering Steph on rebounds. 5.5. Maybe we should be fading these Mavs 3-point shooters.
Unders?
Yeah. The Bullock volume is too much for me to fade.
Finney Smith, though. Smith,
I don't want to lay that juice.
He's due for an off night.
It certainly is. My goodness. Dinwiddie. See, the books are on top of it. They know what's about to happen here. Dinwiddie under 2.5 made threes is -200.
Dinwiddie. What was it again?
Under 2.5 made threes is -200.
Wow.
They know.
I mean, there's no way Steph is 2-for-5 again for 3.
Well, the Warriors shot so poorly. There's probably no way that happens again. I mean, that's why I like the first quarter that Joe's talking about. They'll probably hit it early and shoot it well early. All right, on the other side, Jimmy Patsos, our Odyssey NBA insider. He joins us next to talk about these two conference finals and his trip to Chicago for the NBA Draft Combine. Jimmy Patsos next, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.